Now, Jim, this is exciting. I need to change the music up here. The Cabaret Club of Hobart and Rest Point present Shane Warne the Musical, a warts and all account of the life of Australia's lovable spin bowler, Shane Warne. Now, please welcome to the show, and Grace loves this word, so that's why she's put it on the sheet. Please welcome the titular character of the Shane Warne musical, playing Shane Warne. It is Mr. Scotty Farrow. Scotty, welcome.
Thank you, boys. Thanks for having me.
The titular character. We love having a titular character on the show.
Yeah. It's a good word. It's a good word. I like it.
We don't get to use it enough.
I don't think I've ever been described as titular before, but...
No, neither have we.
First question, when you're doing this, Scotty, did you know much about Shane Warne? Are you a fan of Shane Warne at all?
Huge fan of Shane Warne. Huge cricket fan, huge Shane fan. I modelled my bowling action on Shane when I was a kid because I didn't have a proper coach, so I thought...
Did you have the Spin King ball?
I had the Super Coach and the Spin King ball. And I even had the Spin King cars, I think. The Matchbox branded cars.
So you're destined to play this role.
Well, I don't know. Everyone said that. They said, oh, you're the perfect person. You've been doing this for years. You're a cricket fan. But I was a big Warney fan.
Yeah. Okay. How does it feel? I mean, you're a Hobart boy, born and raised. How does it feel to be performing at Rest Point in front of a home crowd as Shane Warne?
Look, it's different. I've never performed a full-scale musical at Rest Point before. Mm. But yeah, definitely... Look, it's the weirdest thing. I was saying to someone the other day, people treat you a bit differently once they've come to see the show and you've played Shane Warne. I go to the bars at Rest Point now and they warning me. They go, warning, now that one's on us. No, it's fine. So I'm living my best life through Shane Warne, really, at the moment.
If people go up to you, like, try to offer you a dart or something afterwards.
Oh, yeah, totally. Usually they come and ask me for one, so, but yeah.
So the big thing, Nathan, I've been chatting to people about this, how would you describe it? Because Shane Warne and musical don't usually go hand in hand. So how would you describe this performance, this show?
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you? It's a traditional two-act musical. There's about something around about 15, 16 songs in it.
Mm.
I'm lucky or unlucky enough to have to sing about 14 of those. But, I think the writer, Eddie Perfect, who most people would know from Offspring and, most mums would know from Play School.
Yeah.
He rewrote this show when he was largely unemployed as an actor in Melbourne. There's a time in every actor's life where they're unemployed. Yeah. He thought, I'll make my own music and make my own show. And he's an incredibly talented composer. And he thought, a friend of his said, hey, all the Shane Warne scandal, this would make a great musical.
Yeah.
The story's already there. You've just got to write the songs. And he thought, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
And, if you think it wouldn't work as a musical, I didn't think it would, but wowee, was I wrong.
It's working. Now, Scotty, I mean, preparation-wise, I mean, a lot of work goes into any performance before it's ready for the stage, ready for the public. How much prep has gone into you as being Shane Warne?
I'd like to think about 30 years of watching cricket and practicing. The best compliment I've ever got for the show yet so far is that my bowling action is almost absolutely perfect.
Wow.
All the little that's a big thing for me. Yeah. I don't care how well I sing as long as I get the bowling action right. No, I'm a big cricket fan. You know, for the last few weeks I've been waking up having a breakfast. A VB and, you know, a couple of Winnie Blues.
So it's method acting. Yeah, of course.
Lunch is a pineapple pizza and Diet Coke.
Pasty for morning tea.
Oh, you should send a text message you were sending Grace beforehand as well. He's really getting into it. I mean, Scotty, this is awesome. I mean, you can go and buy your tickets, guys. Make sure you go and get your tickets. And this is huge as well because, Scotty, we're giving away a table of eight. We've got a table of eight right now to the Shane Warne musical. If you want it, 13 10 60. How have the crowds been? Have they been because I feel like this is a musical where the crowd
I feel like people would come that are sports fans of Shane Warne, but you also get musical fans who just love musical theatre.
Yeah. We've been really fortunate. The crowds we have had have been quite varied. A lot of people are sports fans, but we've just had people who are just interested to see how it works.
Yeah.
Like you said, Jimmy, that they were saying, how's this going to work? How does a musical about Shane Warne? So I think it's a curiosity, really.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing that's going to get me there. It's the curiosity side of things.
How could this work?
Well, look at that. I mean, I've just said we're giving away a table of eight. The phones are going bonkers. So people want to go and see this.
Yeah.
Of course, you can go and buy your tickets. Just head to the Rest Point website. You can go and buy your tickets. But Scotty, mate, we appreciate you coming on the show. We are going to give away. We'll get you to stick around.
Is this explicit? Like it is a little... Is it a little bit?
Oh, yes, not for kids, definitely.
Not for kids, yeah.
I'm not, there's no songs you could play at this time of the morning as a sample from the show. Let's put it that way. Say,
can you sing anything? Or is it
you know what to expect. Yeah. You know what to expect.
Everyone knows his life.
Because the thing is, if we have a musical casting or something, we normally get them to do a bit.
Yeah.
In this case, Scotty, we're not going to get you to do a bit.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I don't think there's much I could talk about.
We'll go see it. Buy tickets.
Go see it, absolutely. Or you can win them from us right now. 13 10 60. Scotty, we'll get you stick around because we're going to give away a table of eight to Shane Warne the musical up next. Jim, we're still joined by Scotty Farrow, the titular character of the Shane Warne musical. Scotty, thanks for sticking around, mate.
Welcome. You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
I know you've probably had quite a few late nights in there doing these performances, so good to see you up nice and early.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for getting me in.
What is it? Method acting? Is that what it's called?
Method acting.
Are you a method actor?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Living as Shane Warne.
Yeah, as I said before we went to the song, yeah, there's a few darts and a few VBs in the morning, nightcap in the evening. Staying off the wine, that's Stuart McGill's poison.
Yeah, you don't want to step in on anybody's toes. No. All right, now we've just asked the question, 13, 10, 60. We're giving away a table for eight, Jim.
Eight people, for eight.
It's huge. Shane Warne the musical. I mean, you can't
even know eight people.
No, I wouldn't know. It's actually for two people. They can stretch out.
Lay down.
They can buy your tickets, ticketmaster.com.au. Win from us right now. Now, Jim, how I thought we could give these away. I don't want to just give them away to people who know nothing about Shane Warne or cricket. So what I want to do is I want to give it to the best how's that or the best appeal.
Scotty, we don't ask too much of you, but do you appeal during the music? Is there a
bully? Oh, yes, absolutely.
Would you mind giving us one now to show the audience?
I'll just lean back from the life of it. Give it a go.
Perfect.
It's good.
And also, obviously...
Yeah, and you had to see that. I know it's radio, but because you're in the character.
There was hands and everything.
Yeah, the head's up, the head's back.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a how's that got him? Yeah. Whatever you want to say, of course, keep it PG. We're on the radio.
What's wrong? That's nice.
You okay? Yeah.
Thought that was good.
How's that has disappeared? It's largely just...
But they constantly scream now as well. Yeah. You notice that? They're just always going up for stuff.
Who knows? You might get one through.
All right. Now, Scotty, you're going to be the judge of the best appeal as well. All right. Let's go to Mel from the Huon Valley first. Hello, Mel. How are you?
Hey, how are you going?
Now, Mel, would you like to go to Shane Warne the musical?
I'd love to go to Shane Warne the musical. It sounds hilarious.
Okay.
Are you a fan of Shane Warne, Mel?
I am. I'm a fan of cricket, and I'm also a fan of Eddie Perfect. I think anything with Eddie Perfect's done has got to happen.
Well done, Mel. Well done.
All right, this is right up Mel's alley.
Mel, what we need you to do, you heard what you're required to do. We need your biggest, loudest appeal, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're ready, take it away, Mel.
Okay.
There was like an echo in the background.
Oh, that's not bad.
Are you in like a wind tunnel
or
something?
Are you in a cave?
Are you in the car? How many people are in your car right now?
Just me.
Oh, just you, right?
That's impressive.
Maybe that's why, because the car's so empty, it's echoing off the back wall. All right, Mel, you're in the running. Well done. Maddie, hey, Matt, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Maddie, you a fan of Shane Warne?
Oh, big time.
Okay, Maddie, you a fan of cricket?
Yeah, don't mind the odd game of cricket.
What about musical theatre, Matt? You like musical theatre?
Give it a bash.
The voice slow.
Good boy,
Maddie.
Good boy. Well done.
All right. Now, Maddie, it's Scott. You've got to impress here, but we need your biggest, loudest, longest appeal, mate, when you're ready.
No worries. How's that? Where's the sandpaper, boys?
Doing a bit of gear as
well. Throwing
that on there. All right. Bit of knowledge. All right, Maddie, stay there.
Not during the Shane Warne era, but I see where your head's at.
Deb from Dunearn. Hi, Deb. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. How are you?
Going all right. Deb, you a fan of Shane Warne?
Well, I am a little bit, but it's probably one of the very few musicals I could get my husband to. And some good friends in the Kettering Cricket Club would love to enjoy this, I reckon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So you're winning it for your husband and the Kettering Cricket Club?
Yeah, pretty much. Trying.
Okay,
Just quickly, Deb, I'm just going to, before we get you to appeal, I'm just going to Producer Grace, Nath, you just bring her up.
Mm.
Producer Grace, do you have any idea what's happening right now?
I have no idea. Nath was just like, can you ask him to do a... Appeal.
And I was like,
not appeal.
This isn't MasterChef.
Can you just say they have to say, how's that? And
If you listen to the show for the first time, Grace has never been to a live sporting game or watched sport on TV. So, Grace, you just hearing people yell right now? Is that what you...
Yes, absolutely.
I said to Grace, get them to do a how's that? And she goes, how's what?
How's what?
All right, Deb, we're back at you now, the business end. We need your biggest, loudest, longest appeal, your biggest how's that to potentially win this for your husband and the Kettering Cricket Club. Over to you, Deb. That's pretty good.
Ooh, okay.
All right, now, Scotty, we go to you.
Okay.
You've got Mel from the Huon Valley, you've got Maddie, or you've got Deb from Dunearn. You've got a favourite.
Okay.
Do you want to eliminate one?
Or you can eliminate one if you would like.
No, I think I've made my decision.
Oh, okay. You've made your decision.
I think I've made my decision. I think Mel from the Huon Valley.
Hey, Mel. No, we haven't given it to you yet. That's just what Scotty thinks.
Scotty said he thinks.
That's what Scotty thinks, Mel.
Yeah.
Just relax, Mel. He might change his mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scotty, you've got Mel. It's over to you.
Mel?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you've got a table to show you in the music room.
Oh, you've got it, Mel! Well done!
Thank you so much.
Mel, congratulations.
It's going to be such a fun night.
Yeah, you and your empty car will really enjoy that one.
You'll love it.
Mel, I'm a little bit worried.
All my friends will love it.
Yeah, who are you going to take with you?
Well, I think I'll have to take my husband.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I might have to see who's going to buy me drinks on the night.
Smart lady.
We might have to put you in touch with some of the other guys.
Well done, everyone's going.
You can bring the Kettering Cricket Club.
Scotty, thanks so much for joining us, mate. We appreciate all the best with Shane.
Pleasure, boys.
Musical.
Thank you so much.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.